This is a story that's an upcoming event, if you're listening to this before Wednesday the 7th of September at 6 p.m. However, if you're listening to this after Wednesday the 7th of September at 6 p.m, well, this is something that just happened. Emergency demonstration at the Calais Jungle Camp. It's facing destruction. Let me just first of all say that, A, nobody should be made to live in the conditions that these people are being forced to live in. Secondly, they shouldn't be there in the first place, because they should be seeking asylum and getting assistance from the first safe country that they enter after leaving a war zone. And seeing as we're talking about Syrian refugees, that would be Turkey or Jordan. Not France, Britain, or Germany. For your information, what I've done is included a map which shows various routes which can be taken by people who are looking to get here to the UK. For some reason, best known to themselves, they seem to think they're going to have a better life and that everything is better on the western side. Let me put you straight on one or two things. We have got way, way too many social problems to be dealing with just with our own population, let alone the massive influx that we're expected to take because of, well, the UN and the EU and all these other do-goody left-wing liberal types who decide that, oh, we should just let them all in. Yeah, as long as it's not on your doorstep. Isn't that right, Tarquin? Anyway, the Calais Jungle, which, as I said earlier, should never have existed, the refugee camp faces blockade and destruction. There's a solidarity protest on Wednesday, the 7th of September at 6 p.m. This week's visit to Calais by French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve could herald the bulldozing of the camp. Adding to this threat comes the news that local businesses, truck drivers, dockers and farmers are planning to blockade the A16 motorway out of Calais to try to force the camp's closure. The blockade is supported by the police union and the mayor of Calais, who is a member of the fascist Front National. The camp is home, as it shouldn't be, to more than 9,000 people. Once again, take a look at the map and you tell me how 9,000 people got there from Syria. And I know it's through people trafficking and through various illegal things like that, but the fact of the matter is, the countries in between us and them should be doing their bit rather than expecting us to foot the bill and cover all the needs for these 9,000 people who shouldn't be there. Anyway, around 800 of them are children. 700 of those are unaccompanied. Why? I know it's going to be desperate parents and everything, but hell, why the hell aren't they going with them? If it's not safe for my child, then it's not safe for me. And as far as I'm concerned, if they're going, then so am I. Simple as that, really. Why do these people have to stay behind? And if you look at a lot of people that are coming through as alleged refugees from Syria, there's not very many women, is there? Wayman Bennett from Stand Up to Racism said, quote, 1 year on from the heart-rending discovery of tiny Alan Kurdi, the body drowned on a beach in Greece. Yes, there's a story this week on Radio Free UK, which you might find interesting about that particular story. The fact that there may have been more than one body involved in that. The situation for refugees is deteriorating fast. This week, thousands of refugees were rescued from the Mediterranean Sea, an almost certain death as they made desperate attempts to get to Europe. And now the Calais camp is facing destruction. First of all, what is the desperate need for them to get to Europe? They should be making their way and making their homes in the next safe country outside of a war zone, and that is not France. I wonder how many thousands or how many millions Saudi Arabia has taken in over the last few months. And I wonder how many people Jordan has allowed to stay in their camps. Because they're going to end up in a camp that's colder than the one that they could have stayed in Jordan or Saudi Arabia maybe, or even Turkey. But no, they decided to keep going across multiple countries until they got as far west as they can, and that blessed 22-mile stretch of water that prevents them from just overflowing into our land. Mandy Brown from Trade Unionists for Calais said, quote, "Instead of offering security to the victims of war, poverty and oppression, the British and French governments, along with the right-wing press, are colluding to scapegoat them, blaming them for many of the ills in our societies. I would not be blaming these individuals, I would be blaming Fabians like Mandy Brown, who I would imagine is probably a wholehearted, paid-up member of the Fabian Society and all that that stands for, doing things step by step. Don't do it all at once. No, 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 no. Take it steady, a little bit of a time. The totalitarian tiptoe, the left, is as bad as the right, if you believe in left and right wing politics, that is. It is no surprise that some ordinary people draw the mistaken conclusion that the refugees are the problem too. Well, I'm afraid the numbers are the problem. The people themselves I have all the time in the world for. However, the numbers are totally unacceptable. The British government should live up to its international responsibilities. Yes, and so should all the other countries which are just passing these people on. They should live up to their international responsibilities. That way, we could deal with our own international responsibilities and our own internal responsibilities as well. They should act on the Dubs Amendment to the Immigration Bill now and allow unaccompanied children asylum in Britain and offer refugees the support and solidarity they deserve. Of course, it's solidarity, you see. Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters. Solidarity is the way forward in this situation, and I will be there as a trade union representative, as I am, of course, affiliated. Anyway, this whole situation with the jungle, as they have decided to call it, I mean, that's an insightful description of the place. Anyway, it has become the unexpected and unplanned home to 9,000 people. That means, well, I'm afraid, when you put a group of people together that size, you're going to get all kinds of issues, both physical and mental. And they need to be dealt with, but they need to be dealt with by the right people in the right place. And a field next to the motorway in Calais is not the right place to be doing all this and to be offering solidarity to these people who have indeed run away from a war zone, and quite right. However, if my kids were leaving a war zone, well, hell, I'd be leaving with them. I wouldn't be sending them off by themselves. And once again, this whole situation should never have been allowed to happen. All this should have stopped right there in either Turkey or Jordan, not made its way all the way to here, just a mere 22 miles away across the border, which, by the way, you know all that support that they're talking about, and you know all the policing that you see, and you know all the fencing that you see in Calais. Do you know who paid for all that? You did. That's right. You paid for all that. You're paying for the policing that's going on there right now. You're paying for repairing for all the damage that these people are doing to the economy and to Calais. All the damage that they're doing, all the inconvenience that's being caused. Guess who's paying for all that? It's not the French government. Oh, no. All France has got to do is provide the manpower and the facilities for these people who shouldn't be there. Who's actually paying for it, though, is you and me. That's right. All those policemen and all those fencers, all coming out of your pocket. Do you feel proud now?